We've toiled all night, but listen to this. This is amazing. He says, nevertheless. Wow. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Are you willing to say nevertheless? Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning to those of you who are watching us across the internet. And I thank God for each and every one of you coming back every week to actually check us out, to share with us. Please remember to share this video and to like and subscribe to our channel. And we do have two YouTube channels. That is YouTube/Vincent Rhodes. And then there's YouTube/Vincent Rhodes Live. And just thank you again for just tuning in each week for the Word of God. We're going to get right into the Word of God today. I'm going to ask the Lord to bless us and bless what you're doing today. And hopefully the Lord is blessing you already real good. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for the broadcast. We pray that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done. And that, Lord, you'd forgive us for our sins. Help us, God, to be more like Jesus. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we also pray that the Lord bless you and bless the word today as we go forth. You know, I was thinking about this word today, and I don't know if a lot of you know it, and you probably don't. There are some people who know me and know me pretty well. But when I was a young man, I was a, what you call, a know-it-all. And a know-it-all is a person who doesn't know anything and then says that they know everything, right? And I was that kind of kid when I was young. I had a problem always spouting off and talking about things that I didn't know very well. As a matter of fact, sometimes I talked myself into corners and people found out that, you know, again, that I didn't really know what I was talking about. Have you ever run into a know-it-all or somebody in your family who just, that they really don't know as much as they think they know? Well, that's the way it is with many people, unfortunately, today. Many people today take on authority that they really don't actually have. They'll talk about something and give their two cents on it, and then before you know it, they've ruined somebody's life. Have you ever had a friend to tell you how to handle a difficult relationship problem that only ended up bringing more and more problems? Have you ever had a business partner to give you advice in business that led to your failure or your downfall? There's a lot of times in our lives when we are going to run into situations when people are going to give us the worst advice possible. It's really only through the Word of God that we can really navigate some of these very treacherous waters of the sea of life. And that's what I really wanted to talk to you about today, the authority and the power of God's Word. And I want to go back to that topic, the authority and the power of God's Word, because I think that it's a very relevant topic today, especially in today's day when people today don't really trust God, right? They really don't trust God. They actually believe that God lives in one world and they live in another. They may think that what they're doing is the right way, but the Bible tells us that there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. So what we have to do is we have to learn to allow the Word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And this takes faith, my friends. This does take faith. So I want you to turn with me to a scripture that you may already know, and we want to share some things out of it. It's called from Luke chapter 5, verse 5, and it has this to say. Now, Simon Peter answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my nets. Nevertheless, at your word. You know, it's important to understand what's going on in this story. The Bible is telling us that Jesus got aboard the boat of Simon Peter, soon to be, he was going to be a disciple of Christ. But before he became a disciple, Jesus met Peter on the seashore. And while he met him being a fisherman. And as you probably already know, Peter felt like he knew a lot about fishing. And so Peter was out and he was fishing. And Jesus approached him as he was coming back in from a long night of fishing. Now, During that night, when Peter was out all night long, he really didn't catch anything. So he was very disappointed and already very frustrated, probably very tired. And Jesus comes up in the morning, walking up to Peter and the rest of the fishermen as they were cleaning their nets. And he was bringing a crowd with him. And the crowd was trying to listen to the words of Jesus. Now, the crowd were intrigued by Jesus because all of the things he said and all of the things he did well. It's important for us to understand that we serve a God who does things well. He does things so well that he outdoes anything or anyone that you will ever meet. He gives the best advice. He always knows what is the right way to go. And then he also knows how to solve every problem. They would bring problems to Jesus, and there was nothing that Jesus couldn't solve. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He was able to do all things well. And even when he spoke with as one with authority. He spoke on behalf of God. And so these people knew that there was something very, very special about Jesus Christ. And so as they were coming along the seashore, there was Peter and all the rest of the fishermen washing their nets and getting ready to go in and turn in a frustrating day, a day in which they had caught nothing. Have you ever went through a frustrating time in your life when it seemed like you tried everything you could and you received no results, that you caught nothing, you didn't get anywhere with what you were doing? Maybe it's been you've been applying for a job and you caught nothing. Maybe it's been that you've been trying to work with a difficult relationship in your family. Your children are just being disobedient, and you've been trying to teach them the right thing to do, but you still didn't get the right results. Maybe it's just being able to control your temper, and you've done everything you can. You've tried to meditate, and you've tried to count to 10, and you still cannot get that temper under control. You're not catching anything. And so when it comes down to it, we all have frustrating times in our life when we have toiled and worked very hard at something, but it has not yielded the results that we want. You may have had family members that you've worked with, and they still are frustrating you to your wit's end. You may have a situation in your health where you are sick and you have done everything you've tried to do to get the healing that you need, and it has not resulted in the results you want. Here's what I want to recommend to you. Try Jesus. Try Jesus and see what Jesus can do. Now, Peter was an experienced fisherman. He had toiled all night. Now Jesus says, "Let your boat out so that I can get on it and speak to the crowd." Listen, this was kind of funny because Peter was already sleepy. He was tired. He was ready to go home. But Jesus is asking to use his platform for his preaching, right? And that may be a problem with many people when it comes down to it. Do you have time for Jesus? I'm sure Peter thought, "I don't have time for this. I really don't have time for this. This is going to take me a little bit longer." Maybe it's your church attendance. You're not attending church like you need to because you just don't have time. Or maybe it's been your prayer life. You don't have time to pray like you need to. Or maybe it's just something that you feel like you do not have time to do. And when it comes down to it, if you don't make time for God, you will not see the results and the miracles in your life that you really want to see. I want you to watch what Peter did. Peter allowed Jesus to get on his boat, and Jesus got on his boat. And from the bow of Peter's ship, Jesus began to preach to the crowd. And the crowd were it was wonderful. The crowd were enthralled with what Jesus had to say. They went home full and blessed. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to use your platform so that people can see Jesus in your life and they can go home full and blessed. Do you have that type of relationship with Jesus that Christ shines through you? That's what he wants to do. Now, here's the catch to the story. The catch, no pun intended. When Jesus was finished preaching to the crowd, he turned to Peter, who was frustrated, had no catch, and he was ready probably to go home, and said, listen, take your boat back out and let your nets down for a draw of fish. Peter said, what? I've been out all night long and I've caught nothing. And so you want me to actually go back out now after I've been listening to you preach and I've been kind to you? I've allowed you to have my platform, Jesus. And now you want me to go back out and I'm ready to go home. I'm tired. These men are tired. We've cleaned the nets already. We've cleaned the nets. Listen, you may be wrapping up, but God is just getting started. There are some people right now who feel like your life is over. You've done everything you need to do. And now it's time for you to finish what you've been doing for God. There may be some people in your life, you feel like you're too old to actually get back out there in the workforce again. Or it could be that you feel like it's too late for you to actually have that dream of catching the fish that you want to catch in terms of the type of things that you want to work for you. Maybe you have a vision, or you had a vision for the future that it was going to be much better than it is right now. So since it hadn't gotten better now, you might as well just go ahead and wrap it up and say, well, it's never going to get any better. Listen, God has more for you than you could ever realize. The Bible lets us know, and this is what the Word of God says to us, that He has visions for you that are even greater than you could ever imagine, to give you a hope and a future that is greater than you can imagine now. The Bible lets us know that, you know, He will give us above and beyond all that we could ask or think according to the power that works on the inside of you. So He does have visions and goals that you have not even reached yet. So don't give up on God. Don't wash your nets too soon. Don't wash your nets too soon. Wait, hold on. God has more for you. Now, here's the thing you need to understand. When God says something, we need to do it. Jesus was God on this earth. And Jesus told Peter, let your nets down for a catch of fish. Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. I've worked hard at this and I've caught nothing. So you want me to do it again? And Jesus says, yes, because I have something in it for you when you go back another time. Listen, He wants you to go back again. Try it again. Whatever it was, you may have been unsuccessful at it before, but try it again. Keep trying. The Bible says, ask, seek, and knock, and the door will be open. That's three times. He says, ask, seek, and knock, and the door will be open. Do you trust God? And do you trust His word? Do you trust that He has the authority to speak into your life no matter what it is and tell you what to do and you do it? Peter said, we've toiled all night, but listen to this. This is amazing. He says, nevertheless. Wow. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Are you willing to say nevertheless? I've worked hard at this. I've tried. I've tried, Lord. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. But nevertheless, nevertheless, at your word, I will do it again. I will try it again. Nevertheless, I've tried to work with this relative and this person in my family who has caused me frustration over and over again. I've tried to forgive them. I tried to make friends with them. I tried to, but nevertheless, I will do it again. Jesus said, if they slap you on one cheek, turn to them the other. Listen, that is the nevertheless moment. The nevertheless moment comes when you're at your wit's end and you have given up, but God says, keep going. Nevertheless, at your word, you may have applied for a house, to get a house, and you wanted to live in a certain neighborhood. Go back and try it again. You may have applied for a loan. Go back and try it again. You may have applied for a job. Go back and try it again. You may have applied to God, throne of grace, to heal you. Nevertheless, try it again. Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, I'll do it. I'll let the nets down. Isn't that just wonderful? Think about this. God wants to bless you, but He has to get you to the point of nevertheless. There are many people who have stopped at nevertheless because they have reached their wit's end. They have reached their end. I want to suggest to you that many people have reached their end, but they are just beginning with God. They have not tried God. You might have tried yourself, but have you tried God? God wants to get many people to the point of frustration where they see that they can't do it themselves, so that they began to depend on him. And what did Peter say? Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, at your word. Hallelujah. Can you give God a praise? At your word, I will let down my nets. Now, there are some things I wanted to point out to you here about this word, because it's a very powerful word. Listen, even though you worked all night and caught nothing, keep trying. You haven't reached where God is taking you yet. There are a lot of people who have not reached a point where God is taking them. But if you learn to say nevertheless at your word, you go forth with power, victory. And I mean, it's going to be a blessing to you. Can you say amen? Can you give God a praise for that? Now, God wants us to act on his word, number one, by faith. Obedience to God's word is an action of faith. Do you have faith? The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Peter heard God talk through Jesus. When Jesus spoke, it was God speaking. And when God tells us to do something, we have to act upon his word. His word is the instruction to get us through, to get us to our victory point, to get us from where we are to our point of blessing. Do you have faith? The Bible lets us know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith also comes by us acting on that word. Do you have faith today in the word of God and in his authority to speak in your life? Sometimes God will get us to the point of frustration so that he can begin to speak to us in our life and bring out the fact that we need to act in faith. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I'm trying to tell you that obedience to the word brings amazing results. Peter went out, let his nets down, and the Bible says that there was such a catch that the nets actually broke. There was such a draw of fish that the nets broke. This is where God wants to take you. He wants to bring you not only to the point of where you have enough, but he wants to bring you to a point where you have more than enough. The nets broke. Because Peter was willing to say, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my nets. The second thing I want you to see about this is that obedience to God's word increases your trust and dependence on God. It could be that you've been depending on yourself too much. There are many people out there trying to depend upon the advice of some stockbroker. You've tried to depend on the advice of a doctor or a professional, but maybe you've tried to just depend on the advice of yourself. Maybe you're trying to depend upon your advice too much. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof leads to death. God is trying to tell us that when we get in those situations, when we're running into a dead end street, a street in which we end up not having the results that we want, we need to turn to him and trust him. Obedience to God's word brings about great results. And number two, it brings greater trust in him. Do you trust in God? God wants to challenge your faith, I believe, today. And that's really what I want to talk about. God wants to challenge your faith in so many ways because he wants to bless you with a bigger blessing than you ever had imagined. Look, God challenged Peter. Jesus said, let your nets down. And the results were amazing. There were so many fish that the nets broke open. Peter, when he saw this, he said, I've been fishing in the wrong place. I should have been fishing in the mind of God. I should have been fishing in the word of God. I should have been doing what God wanted me to do. You know what Peter did? When that happened, the Bible says that Peter dropped down on his knees and worshiped Jesus. As a matter of fact, he says, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." He was brought to the end of himself. He was brought face to face with the fact that his greatest sin is trying to live his life alone. His greatest sin was trying to live without the word of God in his life. His greatest sin was trying to make it on his own. You know, God doesn't want you trying to make it on your own. What God really wants from you is you to have faith. He wants you to operate in such a way that everything you do it because you feel like you've heard from the word of God. That you've looked in his word, you've examined his word, and like David said, that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not turn to the left nor the right unless you tell me to do so, Lord. Have you searched the scriptures? Have you sought out God's word? Have you sought out godly wisdom and godly counsel? That's what God wants you to do. The Bible lets us know in Psalms chapter 1 that blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law or the word of God. In his word, does he meditate? In the law of God, does he meditate day and night? And when he meditates, he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Are you a know-it-all? Are you somebody who thinks that they know everything? Well, I got news for you. God wants to bring you to your nevertheless moment so that he can really bless you with the extra blessing that you're looking for today. What we have to do, though, we have to learn to trust in God. We have to learn to put our faith in his word. We have to learn to depend on him for everything that we need. We have to learn to, as the scripture says, live, breathe, and have our being in God. That's what God wants to bring you. And when he does, watch out for the overflow. The overflow will come when you finally submit your will to him and say, "Thy will be done and thy kingdom come in your life." Well, I hope that this word has actually helped you. You might be struggling with an empty net today, and you might be struggling with something in your life that you feel like you want God to heal, to make and manifest and do in your life that's going to bring about a greater blessings. You're struggling right now, but I want you to turn your life over to God. I want you to give up on yourself and your abilities, and I want you to actually throw yourselves in the hands of God. I want you to do like Peter, bow down before our great master Jesus and say, "I am a sinner and I need a savior." And if you do that today, I promise you that God is going to give you great results. You're going to have an overflow like you never had before. You're going to see victory like you've never seen before. You're going to have peace like you've never had before. You're going to have a situation that's going to totally turn around. And you're going to write me about it. And you're going to be able to tell me what God has done in your life. And really, the next thing that you need to do after you have given your life to the Lord is to find a good Bible-believing church and get in it. Embrace the ministry. And embrace the fellowship of other believers. Be baptized and then say yes to Jesus in whatever he says do. Perhaps maybe you have been broken and you want to be brought to that point right now. Let's just pray together. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. I ask you to give me a new heart. A clean me, Father. Clean me, Father, and make me right with you. I'm a sinner. I need to be changed. But Father, I pray, Father, that you would bring your spirit in my life and that, God, I would, Father, see that overflow that Peter saw. I want to see the blessings that you have for me. And I repent of my sins. I give myself to you, and I'm going to follow your steps. Help me to walk like you want me to walk and talk like you want me to talk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer or something like that, the Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe that you're saved today. I believe that God is doing and done a great work in your life already. Write to me. Let me know what God has done. Our links are in the description. And I also Our address is on the screen, so you can write to us and contact us with your praise report. Well, until next time, I want you to remember that Jesus is our light. He's the light of the world, and his truth will always set you free. God bless.